Input 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Paul's big sister is telling him about her day at work yesterday. She works in a large shop. Which thing did each person buy?
I'm happy. I don't have to work today, Paul. It was very busy in the shop yesterday.
Did lots of people come into the shop?
Yes. 6 people that I know came in. You know Mrs. Cook, Mum's friend? She was the first person. She bought a newspaper on her way to the office.
Can you see the letter F? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Later in the day, Miss Hill came in too. She works at the school.
Oh, I know. She's a secretary there.
That's right. She wanted a new dress for a party. She found one which she liked a lot and bought it, so that was good. It was very expensive.
Who were the other people?
Well, Mr. Wood came in. You know him too. He works at the library, remember? He had a suitcase with him because he was on his way to the airport. He just wanted a comb because his old one was broken. He stopped and said hello to me. And Dad's friend came in and bought a rucksack. He's going camping this weekend. He looked at the cameras too, but he didn't get one of those.
Which friend do you mean?
Mr. Salt, that's right. I don't know his first name.
Did Fred come in?
No, but his mum did, Mrs. Gold. I haven't seen her for a long time. She ran in and chose a magazine to read on the train. She didn't buy anything else. She was very late. The train leaves at 10:05, and it was already 10:00. The last person that I saw yesterday was Mr. Rich. He wanted a new shirt. He only wears ones with spots, but they were all too small for him. In the end, he bought one with stripes. It looked very good.
Wow, you were busy.
Yes, I'm going to do nothing today.
Now listen to part 3 again.
Later in the day, Miss Hill came in too. She works at the school.
Oh, I know. She's a secretary there.
That's right. She wanted a new dress for a party. She found one which she liked a lot and bought it, so that was good. It was very expensive.
Who were the other people?
Well, Mr. Wood came in. You know him too. He works at the library, remember? He had a suitcase with him because he was on his way to the airport. He just wanted a comb because his old one was broken. He stopped and said hello to me. And Dad's friend came in and bought a rucksack. He's going camping this weekend. He looked at the cameras too, but he didn't get one of those.
Which friend do you mean?
Mr. Salt, that's right. I don't know his first name.
Did Fred come in?
No, but his mum did, Mrs. Gold. I haven't seen her for a long time. She ran in and chose a magazine to read on the train. She didn't buy anything else. She was very late. The train leaves at 10:05, and it was already 10:00. The last person that I saw yesterday was Mr. Rich. He wanted a new shirt. He only wears ones with spots, but they were all too small for him. In the end, he bought one with stripes. It looked very good.
Wow, you were busy.
Yes, I'm going to do nothing today.
That is the end of part 3.